The action announced today by Secretary Paulson is both bold, necessary, and aggressive. What he's proposing is that we purchase preferred stock, which will pay interest in various banks, and that we expand the FDIC insurance so that small companies will be sure that their deposits and banks are safe. This, coupled with the European initiative, which has been to inject massive amounts of funds into the European banks, should stabilize the financial markets. This, of course, is absolutely essential if we are going to get past the immediate financial crisis. It will go a long way to making credit available on Main Street so that people can meet their payrolls, people can buy cars, and people can send their kids to school. Of course, it doesn't get us out of the woods. We're still involved in a very difficult fiscal situation, and we're headed into slow economic times. But what it avoids is the pending fiscal meltdown and potential chaos that that would have created across America and for all Americans. It's also done in a way that protects the taxpayer, in that this preferred stock will pay a dividend to the taxpayer and into the Treasury, and then when the stock is sold, we'll get it back. So although it's not something we all wanted to pursue, it's certainly the right course, it's a necessary course, and it will do a lot to stabilize the situation in our economy.